Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Mondays. So a conversation I found myself having quite a lot is the conversation about talking. I think I've had several people say things like, I don't talk about my problems, I just keep them because talking doesn't help. And my question is always, okay, so what do you mean by talking doesn't help? So it's like, yeah, well, because, you know, I just want solutions to my problems. I don't want to be talking about them. Just give me solutions. Tell me what to do. You know, don't just give me like all this talk and everything. Talk. I think I understand people who say stuff like that. But imagine you keep getting headaches. You know, you took a painkiller, and then you get another headache. Painkiller. You know, you've been having headaches nonstop for 2 months, and every day you take a painkiller. If you just treat it on your own, if all you want is solutions, right? Then when you ask people, they're like, "Ah, get a Panadol, get an aspirin, you know, get something," right? If you go to a doctor, however, a doctor will tell you, "Oh, you've been having headaches nonstop for a month now? Okay, where exactly does it hurt? Is it the front of your head? Is it somewhere in the back? Is it somewhere in the middle? Is it at the very top? Like, where exactly does your head hurt? Is it like between your eyes?" They ask you questions like that, and then they would tell you, "Oh, okay, fine. What are you eating? Oh, okay, fine. Are you hydrating? Are you staying hydrated? What's your sleeping pattern like? What do you do the rest of the day?" Then the doctor can come back and say, "Ah, based on what you're telling me, it seems like you don't sleep enough and you don't drink water at all. Like, all you do is drink Fanta and maybe tea, but you don't drink water. Your sleeping is poor. So my recommendation, drink water and, you know, sleep better." And so you go back home, yeah, you sleep better, drink water, and you're okay. What just happened there is someone didn't just give you a solution. They talked to you about what's going on. And from that, they gave you a solution, yeah, but it's more targeted. It's not a solution that just deals with the symptoms. It's a solution that deals with what the actual problem is. And I think usually, when we say, "Oh, I just want solutions," what we're doing is we want the aspirin. We want to just get rid of the headache right there, right? And what talking about our things does is, if you're talking to the right people, by the way, if you're talking to the right people, then what they'll do is they'll be able to tell you, "But you know, the problem here is this. Yeah, and I get you want a solution for this. But if we give you the solution to this, you end up back here. Oh, your problem is you keep getting fired from jobs? Okay, I feel like what we need to do is we need to figure out what your work ethic looks like, and you need to figure out how to be better disciplined at work. So that way you don't get fired again. Oh, your problem is you keep finding yourself in situations where people are hurting you and like people are taking advantage of you. Oh, okay. Why do you keep going back to these people? Why do you keep leaving room for such people? What about this? Talking about it gets to the core of the issue. Because I feel like sometimes we just want solutions, but we end up going back to the same problems. We end up finding ourselves back in the same pits simply because all we wanted was the aspirin. We never got to the core of it. We never got to figure out why we were getting the headaches. We just wanted the headaches to get away. And I think that's a problem with a lot of us, right? And I guess that's kind of why sometimes we have conversations about, you know, what does therapy look like? Are we scared of therapy and things like that? And so, yeah, therapy is good because that's what therapy is meant to do. In a very broad paintbrush way, that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to get to the core of the issue. It's meant to get you to a place where you now start to fix what the problem is. You fix your sleeping patterns. You fix your drinking. You drink more water instead of just taking aspirins. And I feel like a lot of people need to start investing in having, one, in getting professional therapy, professional help. You need that. But also in having the right people around you. I feel like some of you have people who only give you Panadol. You have people who only have aspirin solutions. Or if they don't have aspirin solutions, they're people who just be like, you have a headache? Sorry. Actually, here's the thing. Some of you have people who want you to stay that way because that's the only way they can continue to manipulate you. But that's a topic for another day. But anyway, what do you think of therapy? Are you a person who is okay talking about the stuff that they're going through? Are you okay with getting to the root of the problem? Or do you just like solutions? Just give me solutions, 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 and not actually get to the core of it. Do you have people like that? Give me your feedback. ChimTC, C-H-I-M-T-C on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can be a people who are not afraid to seek help, who are not afraid to have good counsel around us, who are not afraid to have people who can speak good things into our lives, and people who can spot the patterns, people who can spot the problems, people who can spot the source, and not just give us top layer solutions. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. I hope we find safety in good counsel. And if we don't have good counsel, I hope we take time to find good counsel. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.